name is Bernadette Russell. Over the last few months, I've been chatting with and interviewing participants of the Meet Me at the Albany project, talking to them about songs and music. We've been discussing songs that they love, songs that make them feel sad, songs that make them feel happy, songs that make them remember good times and bad times, and songs that get them through difficult times, and what music means to us all. And you're going to hear those interviews now, and all of the songs. This is the Meet Me At mixtape, Radio Days. And first up, we're going to hear from Margaret.
All me. Why not take all of me, baby?
Hello, my name is Margaret. My favourite song is Take Five by Dave Brubeck because it reminds me of all the happy times I spent with my husband when we were young, going around all the jazz clubs. And also, I'm a fan of Dave Brubeck.
Thank you. Favorite song, I'll go back to Jailhouse Rock, Elvis Presley. First time I heard it because I was born in Africa, so everything that came out in Europe, America, it was 2 years before we got it. But there was a, because it was in the 50s, the British Army was still there, an American base was there. And we used to go there sometime to dance, and I heard Jailhouse Rock. And I said to somebody, who's that? He said, that's Elvis, and I saw the picture then. And there was the Jailhouse Rock film camp, but it was running in Zanzibar. In the old days, we had a steamship, and it took 5 hours to get to the island. So I was so determined to go and see it. So I left my house at 5 o'clock in the morning without my sister knowing it. I came to the drain pipe, came down, and walked to the jetty, got the boat, went to Zanzibar, had a breakfast and waited, and the film started in the afternoon. I saw it, then I got carried away doing everything, and I missed my boat back. So I thought, what am I going to do now? I haven't got the money to go and stay in a hotel. And my sister-in-law comes from that part. My brother got married over there. And I thought, if I go there, they will complain what you're doing. So I just walked around. I found a bench on the beach. So I just stayed there. Next minute, it's a flashlight on my face. The police said, so what are you doing here? We're not allowed to sleep on the beach. I said, I haven't got the money. So he said, we come with us, and there's a cell empty. You can sleep in there. At least you'll be warm. So I went and slept in a cell. They woke me up about 5 o'clock in the morning, gave me a black cup of coffee, had that, and I walked back to the jetty, got the boat, came back. When I came back, I didn't know the police were looking for me in the town where I come from because they thought that I was missing, something gone wrong. My family, my sister said, he's missing, and the police going around everywhere looking for me. If I was only 17, I shouldn't have done it, but I managed to do it, and that memory is still in my head. In the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard those knocked out jailbirds sing that rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played his inner saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block. Everybody let it rock. Everybody.
Long-awaited opportunity to sneak upstairs to one of the offices in the Albany Theatre and have a nice chat about what kind of music we liked. And first of all, Audrey told us a little bit about the days when she herself worked in the music industry.
Yes, I used to work for the Decca Record Company, you know, and the singer that I love is Malcolm Roberts, you know. He's passed on now, but I have actually met him.
Wow.
And joined his fan club in the later years, you know. And there's a song which I really like, and it's called Love Is All by Malcolm Roberts.
Oh, that's lovely. And I think you've got another one.
Yeah, Mary Hopkin. I don't know if it's Hopkins or Hopkin, you know, I haven't played it for ages. And Those Were All The Days, it's called, yeah. Some, you know, in the 70s, I think it was, or 60s, 70s it came out, yeah.
And why do you particularly like that song?
It's the words, you know, they sort of like going back in time and, you know, it brings back memories, different things, you know, yeah.
Does it remind you, that song, of anything in particular? It's happy memories, is it?
Yeah, it reminds me of different friends and different things, you know. Someone I was going out with at the time, you know, as well. So it does remind me, it's quite a nice song.
That's lovely. Have you ever, do you sing?
Yeah, I do sing, yeah.
Is that a song that you...
Only
you...
when I'm in the shower. Haven't got a bath.
And if you were in the shower, like when you're in the shower in the morning, what's a song? If we were to overhear Audrey singing in the shower, what might we hear you singing?
It's Raining Men.
Can you sing a little bit of that for us now?
What? It's Raining Men?
Yeah.
It's Raining Men, hallelujah, it's raining.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Especially good for singing in the shower.
Yeah, I've got one as well. About Mary Hopkin, that one. Do you want me to sing that one all?
Yes, please.
Right, ready? Those were days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day.
Choose, we'd fight and never.
Next up, I had a chat with David and asked him what his favourite music was.
Hello.
Do you have a favourite song or a song that makes you smile or brings back good memories?
Amore.
Amore?
Yeah.
And who sings that?
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. I think you phoned a friend then, didn't you? Yeah. So Dean Martin. And why do you particularly like that song?
Because I sing it in karaoke.
Oh! So not only Dean Martin has sung it, but also you have sung it. Might you be able to give us a little bit of that now?
When the moon is at light, this is something that's like that's amore.
Lovely. So it's quite a romantic song.
Yeah.
Are you a bit of a secret romantic?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazool,
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
There'd been a rumour going around the Albany Theatre that Ted, one of the participants at Meet Me at the Albany, and Jay, who works here, were planning on doing a bit of busking. So I asked Ted if this was true.
Yes, I am, yes. One morning I was home and I had a phone call and it was Jay. He's our trumpet player. And he said to me, Ted, he said, would you like to go busking with us over the city? And I thought, oh, no. I'm thinking to myself, no. And he said, well, it's for charity. Well, once he said it was charity, I had no option, but I said, yes, I would do it. And I've got some songs all written out for me now to sing, and it's all up to Jay now to get it all working and going. So I'll be over there.
And you've got a whole band, have you?
We've got quite a few musicians, they call them?
Musicians, yeah.
We've got a few of them.
Have you sung outside before in that sort of environment?
No.
Wow.
This is my first time.
Amazing.
And I have to admit, I was a bit worried about it, but when he said it was for charity, one has got to do it, haven't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think you said that one of the songs that you're going to be singing is I Can't Stop Loving You. I know that's a really special song for you.
Oh, it is, yeah, because when I sing that, it upsets me a bit because I associate that song with my darling wife who's parted now with me. And, so I'm hoping I can hold it all together at the time.
Yeah.
Generally, it brings a few tears to my eyes and I have to pack up.
And we were talking about that, weren't we? How powerful songs and music are.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. Music can, it can change your life. Absolutely. I mean, music has changed my life. I mean, as you know, I'm 85 now and I'm on my own and I have been all the time. And I love it. It makes me feel younger. I don't feel like I'm what age I am. I'm singing all day long.
Yeah. I've made up my mind to live in memories of the lonesome time.
I can't stop wanting you.
It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Those happy hours,
those happy hours
that we once knew,
that we once knew,
though long ago,
though long ago,
still make me blue,
still make me blue.
They say that time,
they say, said I made up my mind to live in memories of the lonesome time. Sing the song, children.
I can't stop wanting you.
It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life of dreams of yesterday.
Of yesterday.
And that version of I Can't Stop Loving You was by the wonderful Ray Charles. The next conversation I had was with a newcomer to our group, wonderful Polly. And she and I had a good chat about politics and feminism and music and where those three meet. And here's Polly talking about what she likes in music.
Well, I wasn't really influenced by my parents because they weren't particularly interested in music. So there was no particular type of music playing at home. And the pop, I never did like pop music much. It seemed very repetitive. The earliest pop star I can remember was Bill Haley and Rock Around the Clock. But I can't say I was very keen on him. They just used to play it at school, discos and things. So the music that I liked was usually connected to political movements I was involved in or feminist historical. There was a song about a girl wanting to be an engineer that I thought was very good, never having thought of being an engineer myself. And there was another song that the women war workers used to sing called I'm the Girl Who Put the Thingamajig in the Thingamajig. It is quite well known. There was a film, Rosie the Riveter, and it was the theme song to that. So you could probably Google it and find it, or I could.
Yes, I shall try and find that. That sounds great.
Yeah, it's very amusing.
And what are some of the other songs that you like?
I like the ones from the anti-apartheid movement and political movements, like We Shall Overcome Someday, the Pete Seeger, I think that is.
Yes.
And
you mentioned, I know you like Billie Holiday, is that right?
Yes, I like Billie Holiday as well. Though when I learnt later what a tragic life she'd had, I didn't like to be reminded of it, so. But I like one of hers. I think I like the image. It's called Willow Weep For Me. Hang your branches down along the ground and come to me. Which willow trees are so lovely. I think that's a nice image.
Willow weep for me. Willow weep for me. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. Listen to my plea. Hear me, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lovely dreams, lovely summer dreams. Gone and left me here to weep my tears along the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned to leave my heart aside and crying alone. Murmur to the night, hide its starry light, so none will find me sighing, crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weeping sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. Listen to my plea. Hear me, willow, and weep for me. Willow.
From Ron and his choice of music. Ron and I have got a lot in common, not least a love of the Goons and stupid jokes. So we had a good laugh discussing what sort of comedy songs we like. And here's Ron talking about one that's very special to him and to his mum. You were telling me you really enjoy Norman Wisdom's films.
I've got all his films, all Norman Wisdom films. And she used to like him, his singing. In fact, she sang Don't Laugh At Me at my wedding.
And that was your mum?
Which was nice. That was my mum. Yeah, she really liked Norman Wisdom. My dad, again, had no sense of humour whatsoever. He never thought he was funny at all, but he did, and mum and me. I thought he was funny. And of course, at my age, when I was young, in that I was a teenager, I suppose, I used to listen avidly to the Goons. The Goons was on every week. And, I said, and again, they didn't think that was funny. Well, it was stupid. I mean, really listening to that, it's really stupid. Well, of course it's stupid. That's why it's funny.
That's the point.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, and funny, you know, but of course, they didn't. My sister, she didn't see a thing that was funny either. She's 5 years older than me. But I used to listen to it avidly, like, because it was on. It was all radio then. We had no television. We listened to the radio all the time.
And do you still listen to the Goons now?
No. No, I don't listen to a lot of radio now. We did then, of course, because all the funny films, Take It From Here, Raise a Laugh with Ted Ray.
Mm-hmm.
He was really funny. You know, Peter Sellers really started with him. He was... he was on his program. He used to be a little boy in it, and shows you how times change. He was a little boy, and Ted Ray used to come and say, oh, "Hello, little boy, how are you?" And the little boy said, "Shut your gob up, sorry." And you know, people wrote in and complained about him using the word gob, and they had to drop it. They had to stop using the word gob. Now,
imagine that now.
Yeah, I know.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
Don't laugh at me, 'cause I'm a fool. I know it's true, yes, I'm a fool. No one seems to care. I'd give the world to share my life with someone who really loves me. I see them all falling in love, but my lucky star hides up above. Someday maybe my star will smile. Don't laugh at me, 'cause I'm a fool. I'm not good looking, I'm not too smart. I may be foolish, but I've got a heart. I love the flowers, I love the sun, but when I try to love the girls, they laugh at me and run. Don't laugh at me, 'cause I'm a fool. No one seems to care. I'd give the world to share my life with someone who really loves me. I see them all falling in love, but my lucky star hides up above. Someday maybe my star will smile on me. Don't laugh at me, 'cause I'm a
saying that she's a really incredible person. She's been through and survived a lot of illnesses and a lot of operations, an incredible amount. and she's come out the other side, still smiling, still laughing, really glamorous, always looks fantastic, wears lovely clothes, always got a kind word for everyone, which is really fantastic. And with this in mind, kind of knowing a little bit about the history of Pauline's health issues, I asked her what sort of music she liked and if she found any music that particularly sort of cheered her up and made her smile.
At this particular moment, the first one that comes to my mind is them bones. I've had so many problems over the last couple of years with my bones. It's typical me. That's the first thing that comes to mind. But my real favourite is Boy George. I think he's got some brilliant music. But yeah, but the first one that comes to mind would be those bones, them bones, them dry bones.
And we should have a listen to that in a minute. And with Boy George, do you have a favourite song of his?
Oh, gosh, I did. I can't even remember it. That's terrible, isn't it?
No. He did a lot of good... He's done a lot of good tunes, hasn't he?
Yeah, I can't even think about it. But his music I used to like. I worked in a factory at the time. And every time they put Boy George on, we all sort of hurried up with our work. We sort of speeded up a bit to his music.
So the tempo of the song sort of got you.
Yeah, got us into that sort of mood of speed. But I really like him. I think he was a down-to-earth person.
Yeah.
A good person.
Yeah, really good.
Anyway, and I remember... My bones. My bones are actually the one that sticks into my head today.
Excellent. So we're going to have a listen to that now. Definitely. Your bones.
If you can find it, it'd be excellent, because I can't even remember all the words. Just going back a few years. When I spoke about it, everybody just looks at me and thought, what's she talking about, them bones?
Well, we should resolve the mystery now.
Now hear the word of the Lord. Connected to your foot bone, connected to your heel bone, your heel bone connected to your ankle bone, your ankle bone connected to your leg bone, your leg bone connected to your knee bone, your knee bone connected to your thigh bone, your thigh bone connected to your hip bone, your hip bone connected to your back bone connected to your shoulder bone connected to your neck bone, your neck bone connected to your head.
That in the 60s. Next up, I spoke to lovely Fred, amateur boxer, I would say professional, comedian and skinhead of Catford, as he calls himself, and talk to Fred about the sort of music he likes. Right, Fred, hello. So you were telling me, Fred, that as a young man, you travelled around Scotland. You lived in Scotland.
Yeah.
And tell us about what sort of music you like when you were in Scotland.
I like Western, country and Western. all the potty ones. That's what they call it.
And who did you particularly like? I know there was a young...
Like, what's his name?
Dolly.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton, yeah. She's lucky. She's like still
Jim
going.
Jim Reeves as well.
Jim Reeves. Yeah.
He's a good one, he was.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
So that was the sort of music you liked. And do you remember a particular song of Dolly Parton or Jim Reeves that you liked from them times?
No, not a lot of them, I don't.
Yeah. But it was that sort of country and western.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And then you were telling me earlier, Fred, there's a particular song that you really love now.
Yeah.
And what's the name of that song?
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
Yes, I sing that in church as well.
You sing it in church?
Yeah.
That's lovely. Yeah. And I guess there's a Scottish connection there.
Yeah, there was there, yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
And so we're going to try and find a version of Amazing Grace for you by a Scottish female singer.
Yeah.
And hopefully we've got the right one.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
It's a lovely song.
It is.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Right. And I should just mention that Fred's had a very nice new haircut.
That's all right. Don't say where I'm at. Don't say where.
But he cannot divulge when he got his haircut.
No.
Okay, Fred. Thank you very much.
That's all right. That's all right.
Was grace that taught.
he told me lots of fantastic jokes and new versions of old nursery rhymes, which I hope to be sharing with you on another podcast at some point in the future. But for now, we're going to hear a little bit from Hugh about one of his favourite songs, why it's so special to him, and also a little bit from our wonderful violinist who played to us at the tables during the autumn of 2015, and last but not least, from the amazing Meet Me at Choir. But first of all, let's hear from Hugh.
So Hugh, this is a poem which reminds you of one of your favourite songs, which is Silent Night.
Mm-hmm. He's very good memories of a very important point in my life. Oh, Jock, it's Taffy, remember me, mate? Taffy Williams, remember me? Your old mucker. Do you remember, Jock, that Christmas when we became firemen? Do you remember when the hangar burnt? Did you remember that Christmas Eve when the guys sang Silent Night? Offended, mate, but I've asked the choir to sing Silent Night the way it should be done for us, not the way we murdered it.
When you're ready, Tom.
Listening to Radio Days, the Meet Me at the Albany mixtape, brought to you by everyone at Meet Me at the Albany. Thank you, Merry Christmas, and good night.